Hi, my name is Mark Lynn, and this is the Affordable Housing Tips News Roundup. The News Roundup is brought to you by AffordableHousingTips.com, where we bring you news, tips, and solutions for the affordable housing shortage, affordable housing crisis, whatever you'd like to call it. If you or someone you know is having difficulty finding a decent place to live at an affordable price, you might enjoy our website, AffordableHousingTips.com. In today's roundup, we will discuss a few news stories from our website, including a fairly good-sized loan from Microsoft for affordable housing, and a story involving the governor and a lawsuit of a California city. And our final story for today's roundup asks the intriguing question, does Walmart want you to spend the night? So we'll get to that in just a minute, but I need to mention that you are listening to KZZH 96.7 FM here in Eureka. KZZH has been brought to the air by the nice folks over at Access Humboldt. You can reach them at accesshumboldt.net. Now, if you'd like to leave us any feedback about the show, you can do so at our website, affordablehousingtips.com, where you can also sign up for our free newsletter about all kinds of housing news, tips, and solutions on an ongoing basis. Pretty useful information is what we are hoping to provide, so give us a try and decide for yourself. AffordableHousingTips.com. And now for the news roundup. Our first story is called Microsoft Antes Up a Cool $500 million. That was billion with a B, by the way. Microsoft was in the news recently with its pledge to commit $500 million toward affordable housing in the Puget Sound region. Microsoft President Brad Smith cited statistics showing there simply isn't enough housing for the people who live and work in the area. While jobs in the area have grown by 21% since 2011, growth in housing construction has lagged at 13%. And, of course, as we all know, a high demand and a low supply of something leads to an increase in prices, which is exactly what has occurred with home and rental costs in the greater Seattle region. In the past 8 years, housing prices have skyrocketed 96%, making the area the sixth most expensive housing market in the U.S. But before we get too excited by Microsoft's $500 million affordable housing jackpot, let's unpack what this figure really means. First, most of this money is not a gift or a donation. Of the $500 million pledge, only $25 million will be actual philanthropic gifts. These will be in the form of grants to address homelessness in the greater Seattle area. The majority of the money represents loans, which Microsoft expects to be paid back with interest. They're making $225 million available as loans for the preservation and construction of middle-income housing in six cities east of Seattle. They'll offer these loans at an interest rate lower than whatever the current market is offering. This housing will be affordable for teachers, nurses, first responders, and other middle-income wage earners who are currently priced out of the housing market. Then there's the $250 million the company is making available as loans for the construction of low-income housing across the entire King County region. The company will offer these loans at market rate returns. So, developers of affordable housing and government agencies who take Microsoft up on these loans will need to pay the money back with interest, allowing the company to lend the money out again to others. Now, this isn't to say that the Microsoft money isn't a good thing or that the company shouldn't be applauded for its efforts. Certainly, access to additional funding could make a huge positive impact in the region. And having a giant company like Microsoft put a spotlight on the problem could put pressure on other companies to follow suit with their own initiatives and funding. But let's be realistic. A lack of money is not the only reason why we have an affordable housing crisis. Experts have cited a whole host of reasons, such as exclusionary zoning restrictions, government bureaucracy, and regional NIMBYism, as other factors contributing to the lack of housing. In fact, Microsoft acknowledges this, saying money alone is not enough to solve the problem. They say the most critical thing is for public policy to change to make it easier and more attractive to build new housing. So, what are your thoughts on Microsoft's $500 million plan? Will it really make a dent in the housing crunch? Do you think it will get derailed by special interests and tough zoning laws? Is it too little, too late to make a difference? We want to hear what you have to say. Be sure to send us your feedback, comments, and questions by using the contact link on our homepage at affordablehousingtips.com. Okay, so that's the Microsoft story. I agree that it's a great of Microsoft, even if it's not a gift, although the portion of it that is a gift, the $25 million, that's not exactly chump change. But I think there's a really good point here, which is that money alone is not going to solve the problem. The problem really seems to be all the factors that are making it difficult and almost impossible in some areas to build new housing. You're listening to the Affordable Housing Tips News Roundup, brought to you by affordablehousingtips.com. Whether you're affected directly by the rapidly increasing housing prices, or if you're just curious about the various things that creative people all over the world are coming up with to deal with the problem, to help people find affordable shelter, affordable housing, you might enjoy our website. So come on over and check us out if you're interested. It's affordablehousingtips.com. And you're listening here to KZZH 96.7 FM in Eureka, California. KZZH has been brought to the air here in Eureka in Humboldt County by Access Humboldt. You can reach Access Humboldt at accesshumboldt.net. You can also leave feedback for us, for the Affordable Housing Tips website creators, at affordablehousingtips.com contact. And if you're interested, you can also sign up for our free newsletter on the homepage. Okay, let's move on to our next story in the weekly roundup. This next story is about our relatively new governor here in California, Gavin Newsom, and how he is, I guess you could say, flexing his political muscles a bit in a way that is directly connected to the affordable housing issue. The title of this story is California Governor Files Lawsuit in Affordable Housing Showdown. In a move that just might signal the beginning of a new trend in California, Governor Gavin Newsom is suing the city of Huntington Beach over its lack of affordable housing. Newsom, who recently took office as California's new governor, is trying to make good on his campaign pledge to address the state's housing crisis. Part of that pledge is to ensure local municipalities follow the state laws mandating that cities allocate enough land for new housing. According to Newsom, Huntington Beach has effectively blocked new development by enacting some of the strictest zoning laws in the state. Back in 2015, a group of Huntington Beach residents complained to the city council about plans to build new apartments and condos. They felt the city was growing too fast and the plans would lead to densely populated neighborhoods that would destroy the area's small-town feel. The city council responded to these complaints by toughening up their zoning codes, which resulted in reducing the number of homes built by 2,000 units. Affordable housing activists then sued Huntington Beach, saying the city's decision violated state law and meant there was no longer enough land zoned for low-income housing development. While the appellate court ruled in favor of Huntington Beach, Newsom's latest lawsuit could spell even bigger trouble for the city, a battle they might not win as easily this time around. That's because there's a lot at stake for Huntington Beach. In an aggressive and controversial tactic, Newsom has threatened to punish communities that don't follow the state's housing laws. He says he'll withhold state transportation tax dollars from these cities, a pot of money communities rely upon for much-needed transit improvements and road repairs. Okay, I just have to interject here. This is kind of interesting. It's a reversal on the old carrot and stick. In this case, he's withholding the carrot. All right, continuing. Communities who are on board with the governor's plans, however, stand to benefit greatly. Newsom just unveiled his state budget proposal, which includes over $2 billion in new spending for housing programs. Okay, well, I guess my carrot comment wasn't that original after all. Continuing here, only time will tell if Newsom's carrot and stick approach will incentivize California city officials to enact zoning reform and other measures needed to increase the supply of housing. On one hand, city officials are under the threat of losing huge sums of money from the state if they don't comply. On the other hand, they have their local voting constituents who say they want more housing, but just not in their neighborhood. Where have we heard that before? And in the middle of all this, those low and middle income folks who are struggling to find decent housing in California's expensive cities. I think this particular story kind of encapsulates to a great extent a big chunk of the problem, which is that a lot of the people that already have a nice place to live and a nice quiet area really don't want a whole bunch of new construction, and the people that want to live there do want it. So, and as the story says, the government is right in between those two. So that's one of many reasons why we've got our website, affordablehousingtips.com. The problem doesn't look like, I don't see any miraculous way for it to just all of a sudden go away. If anything, I have a feeling it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Okay, we've got one more story in our weekly roundup. This one is kind of interesting. It's completely different from the previous one. This one is about a subculture in our country, and one of the ways they are figuring out how to spend the night safely, and it involves one of the world's biggest retailers. Okay, I'll quit being coy. The title of this story is Walmart Wants You to Spend the Night. Well, sorta. According to the RV Industry Association, 1 million Americans live full-time in their RVs. Some people choose this lifestyle primarily to save on housing costs, while others enjoy the freedom and adventure that traveling the open road brings. A not-so-hidden secret in the RV world is that giant retailer Walmart offers a solution to those road-weary RVers, say that three times fast, who are looking for a place to park their rigs. Many Walmarts across the country allow RV owners to park for free overnight in their store lots. The company's website says they consider RV travelers among their best customers. Because of that, they permit overnight parking in many of their lots as long as there are no local ordinances prohibiting it. Now, how big a deal is this free overnight parking in the RV world? Well, from the numerous YouTube videos and articles we found online discussing the topic, most people think it's a pretty huge benefit. Given that RV campsites cost anywhere between $25 and $80 or more per night, depending on location and amenities, you can see why some folks plan their travel route around the availability of nearby Walmarts. The demand is so great, there are even apps showing which stores around the country allow overnight parking. Of course, there are a few downsides to spending the night at Walmart. They don't offer electrical service or accommodations typical of most campsites. It's a no-frills experience at best, and you probably won't be getting any fabulous nature views that you would from a national park. You won't be allowed to grill outside or set up your lawn chairs next to your vehicle. Generally, it's for one night only, and then you're expected to leave before the store opens the next morning. Most RV blog sites recommend good etiquette and a gracious attitude when taking advantage of Walmart's generosity toward RVers. This includes common sense stuff like not leaving any trash behind, parking on the perimeter of the lot, not blocking access to the delivery docks, and spending at least a few bucks in the store to stock up on supplies. But, like so many other things in life, a few bad apples are ruining it for everybody else. Some clueless folks have been videotaped leaving mountains of trash behind for Walmart employees to pick up, overstaying their welcome well beyond a single night or two, taking bathroom breaks right in the parking lot, and participating in other unneighborly type behavior. So, some store managers have been left with no choice but to prohibit all overnight parking at their individual stores. And what a shame that is, because when you think about it, Walmart's willingness to share its parking lots is a pretty cool thing. Sure, you could be cynical and say they're just doing it for the potential revenue they might get from their overnight visitors. But you could also see it as a corporate giant's way of saying thank you to its customers. For some, it might seem like a small gesture, but for those people living the RV life, many of whom truly need and appreciate the savings of free parking for their rigs, it's a lot more than that. Well, I have never personally taken advantage of this particular Walmart freebie, but I agree with the sentiment here that it's kind of cool of them to do it. I have to admit, I've kind of become a fan of Walmart. There was a time some years back when I kind of joined in on the bashing of them that a lot of people do, and I do recognize that none of the corporate giants are perfect, far from it. But I've noticed another thing that's kind of related to this, a similar spirit, is when the big disasters occur, the Hurricane Katrina's, things like that, it seems like Walmart tends to be kind of in the lead in terms of figuring out how to get water and other essential supplies to the area affected. So who knows, maybe some of these big companies do have what they call a social conscience. In any event, I think it's too bad that some bad apples are lousing it up for the rest of us or the rest of those who could benefit from it. But apparently the program is still in place. So if you're on the road or contemplating it, you might look for that Walmart app and figure out which ones will let you spend the night in the parking lot if you're so inclined. Okay, that's going to do it for this episode of the Affordable Housing Tips News Roundup, brought to you by affordablehousingtips.com. if you or someone you care about is having trouble finding affordable housing, or if you're just curious about how this whole thing is playing out, you might enjoy our website, affordablehousingtips.com. You can sign up for our free newsletter if you're interested. I like to say that our need for shelter is not going to go away, but at the rate we're going, it looks like affordable shelter, affordable housing, seems to be doing just that. I'd like to give credit to the really nice bumper music here on the site. That's called Soul and Mind, and it's by Ease Jammy Jams. And of course, the show is made possible by Access Humboldt, who has brought KZZH 96.7 FM here in Eureka, California, to the air, so you can hear shows like this one. So I hope you've enjoyed the show, and be sure to tune in again for future ones, for future news roundups, and check out affordablehousingtips.com for all kinds of information about the housing, affordable housing crisis, and the many things that are being done in an attempt, hopefully successful attempts, to deal with it. Thanks a lot for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon. So long for now.